On the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Red Mansour is the Director of Environmental Innovation for the Chicago Department of Public Health, and they're doing something interesting. Red, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, John.
So what's your job? What is public health innovation?
We look at longstanding problems and try to apply newer methods to help solve for them. So anywhere from looking at tree distribution, air quality sensors, and heat, for instance, are things that we work on.
So how do you work on the heat? Because the city sure bakes when it gets really hot in the summer. And my understanding is you have people driving around this summer to sort of monitor the heat and humidity in different parts of the city. Is that right?
Correct, yeah. And one of the things that we look at are what usually cities do is use NASA satellites to look at surface temperature. The problem with that is it's measuring the temperature at the surface, and you know that it's almost or up to 20 degrees hotter on the asphalt than it is around the air where you breathe. So it doesn't measure air temperature. So using this program that NOAA developed, having volunteers drive around the city, the entire city, in all the communities, measuring ambient air temperature and using that along with the surface temperature to come up with better maps and data analysis so we can help solve some of these problems. As you know, the temperature differs between different neighborhoods, and it's all dependent on the environment and the individuals and how we assess risk.
Are you saying then that if you did discover some neighborhoods were warmer than others, say, you could do things to mitigate that, to lower the temperature in some areas?
Yeah, there, you know, and it's hard to start, you know, applying solutions before we do the measuring, but that's what a lot of the other cities that went through this campaign have done. They looked at tree canopy, for instance, and trees are one of the solutions. You know, just having 11 more trees on a city block, according to some research, decreases risk from cardiometabolic diseases, and it's equal to adding personal income of $20,000. So, you know, and it can increase, you know, your life by 7 years. But trees take a while to grow. So, you know, trees, while being a necessary component of the solution, we have to look at other strategies. Awnings, how do we cool ourselves, not only with air conditioning, but other methods.
What about the color of the surface itself, the pavement or things like that?
Correct. You know, the urban heat islands are due to all that pavement absorbing the heat. And one of the things that's least known is that it's not the danger is, of course, you know, when the sun's up, the concrete is absorbing all this heat. And as the day goes on, at the end of the day, say 7 or 8, it starts releasing that stored heat, and it still remains hot in certain neighborhoods that aren't able to cool off, say that there's no trees, which provide shade and cool the air temperature. But also, you have this built environment with less nature, you know, traffic and pavement. So a lot of solutions are, do you change the color of the roof? Do you make more permeable surfaces? You know, what other components of the development can we add? A lot of people, you know, they like to remove their yards thinking, yeah, I could save money if I just, you know, cement it. And, you know, they're creating more problems with flooding and air temperature. So, you know, we want to look at different solutions that might come about this. So it differs community to community. So the great thing about this is we're having volunteers from the community drive around their community to measure air temperature, and we are looking to see the differences in certain communities might have, require different solutions.
It's amazing that there is a you and there is a thought like this. I mean, we all go about our lives not knowing somebody like you or your department are out there trying to literally make us more comfortable temperature-wise. And a couple of things you said a moment ago are kind of flabbergasting to me, that but for 11 trees on a block, people might live 7 years longer, might be less likely to suffer cardiovascular disease. The level of income or their worth would go up, I presume, because trees make a neighborhood look nicer and the value of the homes go up. At least that's in part what's happening.
Yeah, trees are amazing. If trees were a vitamin, everyone would line up to take it. They have a lot of public health benefits, environmental, social, and economic benefits, as you mentioned. It is just amazing how it decreases anxiety and stress, decreases
well,
heart
let's
disease
get more trees.
And
let's buy.
Asthma.
You can go to the, well, come on, it's your idea. By the way, this Chicago take on how to make Chicago a more comfortable place and how they study it. Our Chicago take on the heat in Chicago is sponsored by HaggertyAutoGroup.com. I got another idea, thanks for asking. How about you get big fans and you blow it down some streets the same way we put them in our bedrooms and living rooms? How about that idea, Reid?
We'll look at that as a possible solution with the community. But fans indoors can be helpful, and that's one of the things we want to look at. You know, in 1995, during that heat wave, over 700 Chicagoans died. And a couple things that came out of that, they researched why. And one of them was, they were older adults, over 60. They had chronic diseases, but they were socially isolated. So no one checked up on them. They were alone. Some of them had air conditioning, but they didn't turn it on because they couldn't afford it. And they had their windows closed for safety reasons. So we're looking at the causes and from back then and the lessons learned and how can we apply it now.
Yeah. Reid Mansour is the Director of Environmental Innovation at the Chicago Department of Public Health. Thank you for doing this. Good luck to all of the monitors that are going to go about the city. Let's check in later this summer and see how things are going. But thanks for giving us an overview today.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.